nice enough for Coach to rejoin us here in the show. Coach, the Bellustrator, Ravens week, big front up front.
Well, they have a very good run defense. It's hard to run inside with the big physical players they have in there, and it's hard to run outside. This is Upshaw setting the edge out here. Williams getting a lot of penetration, knocking Mac back, the center for the Browns. See the penetration that's coming here, knocks Hoyer down, barely get the toss off. So there's the new line of scrimmage, about, you know, 3 yards behind the original line of scrimmage. And, you know, there's just nowhere to go. Lose yardage. Mosley and Smith run them down. They're a hard team to run against. They do an excellent, they play very good technique. They got big physical guys inside. And the outside players do a great job of setting the edge and forcing the ball back inside or making the running back give ground to get to the corner. Here's the same play from the end zone. Again, you can see Upshaw, you know, setting the edge out here hard. Williams, you know, pushing the middle of the line, knocking Mac back.
When teams shoot gaps like that, you'd be maybe less inclined to maybe pull a guard or a center and have those guys reach across faces if they're so disruptive?
Yeah, they do a pretty good job against everything.
Okay.
Pulling guards, straight guards. Here's the Texans trying to run the outside zone play. Again, you can see Williams from this sideline front really control the line of scrimmage, knock the center back, you know, forces the runner to cut back into the backside. There's McPhee, you know, coming off the backside, making the play. It's just a hard group to run against. You know, we'll take a look at the same play from the end zone.
You know, and I know we talked about identity earlier in the show. Maybe some of the names and numbers have changed, but it looks like the same front each and every year.
Right. And, you know, if you're Foster here, you're taking this play, that's what you're looking at. Looking at the center getting knocked back. You're looking at a hard edge there by Upshaw. You're looking at a lot of pursuit off the backside. You know, it's just a hard group to run against. So they're very
physical. Goes to show you, too. I mean, one guy misses that block. I mean, you could really start to see that lane start to develop, but the center gets blown up. Then the whole play's blown up.
Yeah, right. You got nothing. Yeah. Just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
And, you know, the passing game, third and long. You know, they have the Steelers in a third and 11 situation. This is Doomerville coming off the offensive right side down here at the bottom of the screen. Suggs up here on the left. So they've got two very good edge rushers, and they do a great job pushing the pocket inside with Nada, McPhee, whoever they happen to have in there. But the key player on this particular play is Doomerville. Does a nice job working the edge there, sacking a quarterback, you know, knocking him out of field goal range. Big play, you know, big play here last week in a playoff game against the Steelers. Here's another bad situation, second and long, behind in the fourth quarter, have to throw. You know, here comes that pass rush again. Once again, you'll see a good edge presence here. This time it's 91. Upshaw, Suggs on the other side. And then this is the inside part of the rush where McPhee comes in here and picks the center. And this will be Nada, number 92, looping around here on a stunt. And again, no place for Roethlisberger to step up.
Clean pocket. Quarterbacks love that stuff. And I'm sure number 12 will be looking forward to a nice clean one on Saturday afternoon. Coach, good luck against the Ravens. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Bellustrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this. We'll be right back.